Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. I want to talk to you today about one of the most important tasks you'll face as a candidate, and that is putting together a solid campaign organization. You must be mindful, however, that while your campaign organization can be the key to your success, it can also, though no real fault of your own, destroy you before you even have a chance of being heard. The basic problem in campaigning is that running for pretty much any office is too large a job for one individual, especially a race, run for Congress or statewide office, even state Senate. You simply cannot run a competitive race and personally do everything that needs to be done. In a certain sense, your race will be very much more a matter of your name running for office than you, the actual person. You must accordingly organize and staff your campaign carefully. Now, building a campaign organization is, pure and simple, about winning. It is not necessarily about how much money you can raise, how much talent you can hire, or how much fried chicken you can eat, how many doors you knocked on, or how many parades you marched in. Far too often, candidates lose the forest through the trees. In trying to get artificial goals and trying to meet them, such as money raising, candidates fail to see that the idea is to win votes, not necessarily campaign contributions. Raising money is about making sure you have the ability to win. It doesn't matter if you raise $1 million if you have a dysfunctional campaign that will lose on election night. The following are some basic components that have contributed to successful campaigns. Number one, surround yourself with a small set of close advisors. Now, I know this sounds obvious enough, but you have to think about this seriously. Once you launch your campaign, you will be pressured by the party and political types to let them advise you on your campaign. In some cases, they can become pretty pushy. You need to think in advance about what kind of people you want to form the core of your inner circle. Here, you will likely turn to family, close friends, and people who have the skills you need, like a lawyer or an accountant. As a word of advice, though, I would not surround yourself with merely yes people. You want to surround yourself with people that will actually challenge you so that the right decisions are made. Now, this is not to say to the rest of the world, I don't need you, but it is rather to get firmly in your mind whom you are going to rely on for advice. For in politics, everybody has advice. And I'm certainly not advocating that you not listen to advice from those who offer it, but you need to be at peace from the very beginning about who you will share your deepest concerns with. I want to stress here that this does not mean to surround yourself with yes men. You want to surround yourself with people who you trust and respect, who can tell you if something is wrong, and you can accept it because you know that they have your best interests at heart. This inner circle will become especially important should you survive the primary because the party pressures to run the campaign its way will become enormous. Once you have determined who you will consider to be in your inner circle, then you can in turn begin building the rest of your campaign organization. Number two, build a pyramid. The classic pyramid structure, with you at the top, forms the basic structure of a winning campaign organization. The idea is to build a mighty base to your campaign, while at the same time not losing control over the operation. One way to build the pyramid is to work first geographically. Break your district down into chunks and create mini organizations within each chunk. For example, counties are natural political walls that can define various regions within the district. Use them to set boundaries within your organization. If you're running for school board or city council, neighborhoods might be your boundaries. For each of these counties or neighborhoods, you will need to find a dedicated volunteer to serve as the coordinator for that area. These coordinators are critical to your organization. A good coordinator can find you votes in places you never imagined. Unfortunately, a poor coordinator can cost you an equal number of votes. A good way to find a coordinator is to first consult with several people from the area you are targeting. For instance, contact the local like-minded organizations and ask them if they know of anybody who is politically active and thinks about issues. This connection will probably not yield you the coordinator, but in talking to that person, they might be able to hook you up with someone you should meet. You need to meet in person with a potential coordinator. You must be convinced yourself that this person is dedicated to your cause. Be careful that you don't commit and ask someone to be your coordinator too early. Double check with local party people to see if the person is legitimate or if that person has too much political baggage to be of use. It frequently occurs that a person's person's personal history is such that they may prove to be more political hassle than he or she is really worth to your campaign. After geographically, work to build your organizational pyramid by looking to the specific tasks that need to be accomplished. The task-oriented positions to be filled at the county level can include a finance chairman for the county, a volunteer coordinator for canvassing, a yard sign coordinator, and a phone bank coordinator for getting out the vote. This will look different at the local level, but the same principles apply. With the help of your county coordinator, work also to identify individuals who will volunteer to assist you with specific core constituencies which you intend to mine for voters. For example, for each county, try to establish cause or issue-oriented volunteers. These folks will help, as explained in the next podcast, with bringing the grassroots into the base of your pyramid. One good way to bring cohesion to your organization is to periodically have campaign meetings where you bring together your coordinators, and from time to time, the other task and cause-oriented coordinators. This meeting is a convenient opportunity to convey information, but it can also serve as a pep rally and accountability session. A word of caution needs to be spoken about utilizing active party people in your campaign pyramid. Very often, these people are already committed to the various tasks which the local political party is engaging in. You do not want to be perceived as taking away workers from these tasks. Even though in theory it should all work together, it very often is the case that the local party can resent your taking its people for your campaign. It is far wiser to bring new people into the process and then work with the party than to utilize party people to advance your campaign. In next week's podcast, I'll continue to talk more about building a successful campaign structure.